Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm 35 together. We're going to read it twice. We're going to read it first from the New International Version and then we're going to read it for the second time in the King James Version. And this is a slightly longer psalm today. It's 28 verses, so we're only going to have a short reflection at the end. But I encourage you to join me now as we read together Psalm 35, and this is a psalm of David. Contend, Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and armour. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to me, I am your salvation. May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Since they hid their net for me without cause, and without cause dug a pit for me, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit to their ruin. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. My whole being will exclaim, who is like you, Lord? You rescue the poor from those too strong for them, the poor and needy from those who rob them. Ruthless witnesses come forward. They question me on things I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good and leave me like one bereaved. Yet, when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayers returned to me unanswered, I went about mourning as though for my friend or brother. I bowed my head in grief as though weeping for my mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. Assailants gathered against me without my knowledge. They slandered me without ceasing. Like the ungodly, they maliciously mocked. They gnashed their teeth at me. How long, Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their ravages, my precious life from these lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among the throngs, I will praise you. Do not let those gloat over me who are my enemies without cause. Do not let those who hate me without reason maliciously wink the eye. They do not speak peaceably, but devise false accusations against those who live quietly in the land. They sneer at me and say, aha, aha, with our own eyes we have seen it. Lord, you have seen this. Do not be silent. Do not be far from me, Lord. Awake and rise to my defence. Contend for me, my God and Lord. Vindicate me in your righteousness, Lord my God. Do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, aha, just what we wanted, or say, we have swallowed him up. May all who gloat over my distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and disgrace. May those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, the Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servant. My tongue will proclaim your righteousness, your praises, all day long. And now we read the same psalm, Psalm 35, but this time in the King James Version. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself into that very destruction, let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, it shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witness did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I have behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers in feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause, for they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me, and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord, keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so should we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion, together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonour that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favour my righteous cause. Ye let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. So that is Psalm 35, and it is a psalm of David. And it's contrasting, as many psalms do, the righteous and those who aren't righteous. And David here is looking at himself and the way he's treated others, and he's comparing it to the way others have treated him. I thought it was really interesting how David said, when they were in trouble, well, I mourned for them as a brother or as one who had lost a mother. David is saying, these people might be my enemies, but I've genuinely done everything I can to care for them, to love them, to pray for them. And remember that Jesus tells us, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And here I think that's what David is doing. He's said, look, I've loved my enemies and I've prayed for them, but they haven't done that for me. I've done everything I can to be there for them when they're going through a hard time. Yet when I'm going through a hard time, they laugh at me, they talk about me, they're rejoicing over my failures. I don't know if you've ever been in this position where it feels like you're really trying to support someone and you want to see them grow and you want to see them change, and you're genuinely sad when bad things happen to them. but they don't recognize this and they don't return or repay that kindness. So what do we do in these situations? Well, number one, we take it to the Lord and we let him know how we're feeling, that we feel we've done all we can and yet these people still seem to be against us. And it's important that we don't bring it into our own hands. You'll notice that David isn't saying, Lord, let me bring them to shame, but let them be brought to their own shame. Let them fall into their own net and into their own pit. God sees every single action, and we pray that things would be brought to light. There's an expression which is this: you reap what you sow. And that expression comes from the Bible. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall also reap of the flesh, and he who reaps of the Spirit will reap of the Spirit. That's from Galatians chapter 6. So we need to make sure that we are people who sow of the Spirit, that we sow the things of God, and that we trust that those who sow other things, well, those are the things they've chosen. But we still love them, and we still pray for them, and we trust that God will deal with them. But remember that it's never too late for anyone to come to repentance. Remember Jonah, he went to Nineveh, and the whole nation repented and turned to God, and Jonah was annoyed about it. Sometimes we pray for someone who we might consider an enemy, and things go well for them, and we feel bitter about it. Well, let's not be like that. Let's rejoice when they are doing well, and let's bring these things before the Lord. Situations aren't always simple, and following God isn't always easy. But let's do our best to live by the words of Jesus, to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. However you're feeling about people, whether you're happy, whether you're feeling under attack, bring it to the Lord in prayer. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and goodbye.